Reading and Working in Battle Creek. At the time of the General Conference session of 1889, Ellen White was residing in Battle Creek. This was quite contrary to her anticipation when she left California in early October, 1888, to attend the session in Minneapolis. It will be recalled that in a letter written on the last day of the meeting, she had indicated some uncertainty about the plans for the immediate future. She soon discerned that she could not leave Battle Creek in the near future. She stayed at the sanitarium for 4 months and then, sensing no early release, moved into a nearby home. Whether it was this same house that she was living in July is not known today, but her residence at that time has been identified as 303 West Main Street. It was described by one who was at that time a member of her office family as a long office building that extended to the street. Her room was the front room on the second floor, DF107B, Edna K. Steele to A.L. White, August 11, 1946. This will give us some orientation for Ellen White's description of the home situation as she wrote to her daughter-in-law, Mary, in mid-July, 1889. Sister Uriah Smith has just called on me for the first time. We had a good social visit. I was pleased to show her all through both houses, the working rooms above the office, six in number, and the new made house proper where the cooking is done and the family meet. She thought everything was so healthy and convenient that there could not be such a place found even in the grand houses in Battle Creek. Sarah McIntyre has just brought from the office, in the publishing house, my pictures which have hung there for years, more than 8 years. One large one, of Christ blessing little children, has not been found. Father gave it to me just before he died. Well, we shall get everything together before long and shall keep a place here where we can call it home. Everyone who comes into my room any time of the day exclaims, "Why, how nice and cool you are here." I feel very thankful for this home here in Battle Creek, for I never expected so good a home. Now is the golden opportunity for me to get out my books, and I shall try to make the most of it. We are within a few steps of the office. No delays to annoy us by copy passing through the mails. Here proof can be passed in without any delay of time. So with Battle Creek as her headquarters, she pressed on with her book preparation as she could. Yet she traveled out to conferences and general meetings and to the nearby churches. As 1890 dawned, she was still residing in Battle Creek, deeply involved in her work. She was keeping four workers busy on different kinds of books. She added, "This with my much letter writing seems to keep me employed from 3 a.m. till 7 p.m.